This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I am here at day two at the Ag Connect Expo here in Orlando, Florida. And I am with Mike Stegman with AgRotain International, based in St. Louis, Missouri. Mike, how are you?
Very good.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about sustainability here at the show, and you've actually got some really exciting products that will actually help agriculture as it focuses more on sustainability. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. We're here at the show with our AgRotain line of products, and what AgRotain is a product to be used with urea fertilizer. Urea is a really great product for farmers to be using because it's safe and it's abundant and it's relatively inexpensive. But it's got a problem, and that problem is when it's applied to the surface, part of it is lost back into the environment. And when that loss occurs, it's not only an economic loss to the grower, but it also represents an environmental issue.
So, and you talk about it's an economic advantage. Now, is there a certain area of the country or in the world where your product works better than others, or is it just a product that will work anywhere around the world, no matter what crop you're growing?
Yeah, that's one of the messages that we work very hard to get out, is that AgRotain is not crop specific. It works with urea, and so if you're using urea fertilizer, what AgRotain does is make that urea more efficient. The benefit to the grower is it's a lot less expensive to use AgRotain than to lose the nitrogen.
Right. Now, at what point during the planting and production and harvest should growers actually be applying your product?
Well, our product is really so easy for them to use because it goes down at the same time that the fertilizer goes down. And the way that happens is they just simply tell their fertilizer dealer that they want AgRotain on their urea. The fertilizer dealer will have the AgRotain, can put it on the urea, and then just go to the field with it like you would normally go to the field.
Now let's talk a little bit about your dealers. You mentioned to me before we started this interview that you have dealers and a product in 74 countries. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who aren't at the show, who should they contact if they're interested in getting hold of your product?
Well, one great source of information, of course, would be our website, which is agrotain.com, AgRotain.com. But our products are very widely distributed, and if they just talk to their fertilizer dealer about it, I'm sure they'll either know about the products, have the products, or know how to get them.
Okay. So if they don't, they can contact your company directly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so another question I want to ask you, Mike, you know, for American agriculture shows in particular, you know, you very rarely see international producers and companies over here. So how has the show been for your company in terms of being one of the first shows that really focuses on, you know, the idea of global agriculture and countries working more closely together?
Well, first of all, the show itself we feel has been very good. The quality of the traffic has been fantastic, and the people that come by our booth are really very engaged and serious about learning how to improve their operations. And those are exactly the kind of people we want to be associated with. They're the ones that understand how to make farming profitable, and that's the contribution we make, and we love talking to those kind of people.
Well, I say profitable and environmentally sustainable.
Well, you know, we have this sustainability discussion all the time, and our company is a big believer in sustainability needing to be a big part of our future in agriculture. But I think the word sustainability means different things to different people. And in my opinion, sustainability means a way to endure that reconciles the needs of society, the needs of the environment, and economic needs as well. And I think it's very important that people, and certainly the people within our industry, understand this, but the public in general needs to understand that farming is a business and it has to be profitable. And if we're going to meet the growing food demands, and we're going to do it in a way that is satisfactory to the public, we have to be able to make money in the process. And so regulations or rules or practices that prevent us from being profitable are also going to prevent us from doing the things that the public wants us to do.
Well, you know, I would ask you this then, Mike, too. I mean, is it important, you look at your product, you know, you talk about the importance of nitrogen, you talk about the importance of not losing it and how your product will help, you know, it not evaporate into the environment, which is a financially sound decision. So for people, you know, in developing countries who are really struggling with profitability, will your product help them get one step closer to profitability?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's really the sole basis on which we educate people about our product and sell our product. We love to think that we could sell the environmental benefits of our product, and we're very, very glad that we have these environmental benefits with our product, but the sad reality is nobody will pay us for that. The merits to use our product and the reason a grower in the U.S. or anywhere else in the world should think about using our product is because when they applied nitrogen to the surface, urea to the surface, they're going to lose approximately a third of it under normal conditions.
Okay.
The cost to use Agritain is a fraction of what that third of nitrogen that they lost is. So it just is very well researched, proven over and over again that the economic benefit is powerful, and this is one of those great things. There's also an environmental benefit with it.
Well, wonderful. Well, Mike, I hope the show continues to go well for you.
Thank you.
And we'll check in with you, I'm sure, in a couple months, maybe at Commodity Classic.
Awesome. That'd be great. Thank you.